Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death of a Border Patrol agent in West Texas over the weekend and the critical injuries suffered by a second agent remain a mystery, but sources are telling ABC News investigators are looking into the possibility that Agent Rogelio Martinez's death was all an accident. The source says the two agents were found Sunday at the bottom of a ravine. Authorities, though, are open to the possibility the agents were critically injured after accidentally slipping off the ravine. An earlier report said the agents were struck by rocks thrown by illegal immigrants.
What do you say when someone that you deeply care about has done something that is so horrible?
That's Gail King, a co-host of broadcaster Charlie Rose, who's now been suspended from CBS and PBS amid claims of sexual harassment made by eight women. This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-5000. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
The man accused of killing a New Kensington, Pennsylvania police officer last Friday night is now in custody as police captured Ramiel Holt after several days of searching. The police chief in New Kensington, Jim Klein, making the emotional announcement a few hours ago.
I'm also feeling a sense of relief for the city of New Kensington because I know they've been on high alert and on edge for the past several days.
Ramiel Holt is accused of killing Officer Brian Shaw during a traffic stop on Friday night. And after the two companies failed to reach a deal under a midnight deadline, holiday sporting events on the CBS network may be blocked by satellite TV carrier Dish this Thanksgiving. The fate of Charles Manson's remains unclear. California law states Manson's next of kin has until November 29th to either claim or decline to take possession of the body. If it doesn't happen, officials will need to make arrangements for his cremation or burial. He's not known to have any close family. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
IKEA is relaunching a recall of 29 million chests and dressers that can tip over easily after the death of an eighth child because of that. The retailer's chief exec saying the company wants to increase awareness of the recall for its Malm chests and dressers. The company says they can easily tip over if they're not properly anchored to a wall. So after the recall first started in June of 2016, the death of a California toddler found trapped under one of those dressers in May has raised questions about whether IKEA sufficiently spread the word about the recall. The Swedish-based retailer and the U.S. government safety regulators are now asking customers to take immediate action to either secure those dressers or bring them back to the store. The mannequin accused of killing a New Kensington, Pennsylvania police officer last Friday night is now in custody as police captured Ramiel Holt after several days of searching. The police chief in New Kensington, Jim Klein, making the emotional announcement a few hours ago.
I'm also feeling a sense of relief for the city of New Kensington because I know they've been on high alert and on edge for the past several days.
Ramiel Holt is accused of killing Officer Brian Shaw during a traffic stop on Friday night. And after the two companies fail to reach a deal under a midnight deadline, holiday sporting events on the CBS network may be blocked by satellite TV carrier Dish this Thanksgiving. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoorah! I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Thanks for joining us. You know, the colonel always says hoo-ah, but that's just not the way us Marines do things. Different strokes for different branches, I guess. I did an internet search on the origins of the word hoo-ah, and I discovered there are different theories, but no one seems to really know for sure where it came from. Some say it came from the French. During the American Revolution, they came over to help train our troops, and they brought that battle cry with them. Others say it came from Vietnam. Some say it's an acronym for heard, understood, and acknowledged. But one thing everyone agrees with is this. It's hoo-ah is the treasured battle cry for the U.S. Army. And if you're on the wrong end of the battle cry, you can stand by for a world of hurt. But enough trivia. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
Well, I hope you had a great Veterans Day weekend last week. It's days like last Saturday that make you extra proud to be an American. In case you couldn't tell by the sound of my voice, I was born after the Vietnam War era. So it's almost hard to imagine what it was like for the veterans who came home, often to an unwelcome, uncaring, unconcerned American public. We've made great progress in recognizing the service and sacrifice of our military, their families, and our veterans. Keep it up, America.
Thanks, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby is rocking and rolling. We'll hear from him as he shares warrant wisdom. And Colonel Gillum is on vacation this week, traveling all over our great country on top secret Frontlines of Freedom business. He didn't tell us about the mission. I suspect he's chopping up ISIS terrorists with his deadly Ranger hands. But I'm sure we'll get all the details when he gets back. Here's what we have for you today. Since the colonel's on leave, we'll start out with news and comment by the Marine Corps Noncom. That's me. That's quite a mouthful, the Marine Corps Noncom. Then we'll be speaking with Reverend Jeff Carlson all about Israel, and we'll get his views on whether America should be supporting this tiny and controversial nation. And is there anything America can learn from Israel in our own fight against Islamic terror? Then we'll meet with John Correa from Active Self-Protection. He's another pastor from Phoenix with a very interesting ministry. He teaches civilians how to protect against evil using real-life video surveillance footage. And then we'll speak with Mike Visser from Silver Bullet Firearms and Training about how you can protect the ones you love against crime. Of course, we'll cover last week's Service Academy football games. So, hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom. We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment. First, the news.
Let's get to it. On Wednesday morning at St. Louis Lambert International Airport, a 51-year-old Southwest Airlines first officer, that's a co-pilot for you scruffy civilians, walked through TSA screening with a loaded semi-automatic 9mm handgun in his carry-on bag. Needless to say, that Southwest employee missed his work shift that day, since he was taken into custody. The suspect did not have a concealed weapons permit or any other authorization to carry a firearm. The firearm had a total of 7 rounds in it at the time of his arrest. Lucky for him, though, the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office said that since they cannot prove the pilot knowingly brought the firearm into the secure area, he will not be charged or prosecuted by the county. He's not free and clear yet, though, as he is still subject to federal aviation regulations. Channel 5 KSDK News reports that the TSA is seeing a rise in people bringing guns to airports nationwide and in St. Louis. Last year, 36 guns were found at St. Louis International. This year, so far, 46 guns have been found. Nationally, 3,733 guns have been recovered from passengers this year. Traveling with a firearm is not prohibited, but there is a proper way to do so. Unloaded, locked in a hard side container in your checked luggage, and you have to notify the airline that you are traveling with said firearm.
Wow. Folks, my comment on that is, I don't think we have the whole story here. Something is amiss. He should know better than that. Now, in St. Louis, Missouri now, they have constitutional carry. That means permitless carry. So if he can legally possess a firearm, it was legal for him to transport it to the airport, but then to walk into the airport with it and try to go through TSA security checkpoint, that is a special kind of stupid.
Skip, this next story is right up your self-defense alley. Take it away.
BearingArms.com. Here's a headline. Elementary school in California, site of latest mass shooting, leaving 5 dead. Let's hear about the details. It seems like not a week goes by that we don't hear about some kind of tragedy. This week is no exception as news broke of a shooting at an elementary school in Northern California. The horrors reportedly started at home, according to KCRA. At least 4 people were killed in a shooting Tuesday morning that started at home and moved to an elementary school in Tehama County, and the shooter was also killed by law enforcement, the sheriff's department said. Multiple shots were fired about 8 a.m. at Rancho Tehama School on Stagecoach Road on the outskirts of Corning, northwest of Chico, Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnston said. One student was shot and taken to a hospital, and a second child and a woman were also shot inside a truck, Johnston said. So far, 3 people were taken by ground ambulance, and a 4th was airlifted to Enloe Medical Center in Chico, hospital officials said. 3 of them were children, and 1 was an adult, KCRA's affiliate Action News now reported. Boy, you know, every time there's an active killing like this, I don't call them active shooters because I'm an active shooter. I go out every week and I shoot my gun. So I'm active at my shooting. They're active killers. These people are maniacs. Most of the time, they're mentally ill, they're crazy, or just flat out evil. You notice this is in California. California has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. But that doesn't stop mass killers. They don't care about the law. By definition, a criminal disobeys the law. That's what makes him a criminal. We're going to be talking all about mass killings, mass shooters, and we'll delve more deeply into that later in the show.
Transitioning to the battlefield, The U.S. and our allies aren't the only ones using NVGs, or night vision goggles, on the battlefield. The Taliban have gotten their hands on the hardware, too, and have been using them to stage stealthy, deadly attacks in Afghanistan. On Monday, 8 Afghan police officers were shot dead in their sleep by NVG-wearing Taliban, according to the New York Times. The fighters hid in a cemetery and watched the police officers with their night vision goggles. The officers were still in their beds when they were killed. Taliban fighters have increasingly used night vision goggles since at least August 2016, according to the Washington Post. The goggles usually appear Russian-made, but the Taliban most likely acquired them through the black market in Pakistan. The Taliban has also recently touted its Special Forces Unit, which reportedly operates in southern and western Afghanistan. Newly released photos of the special ops show them wearing new uniforms and chest rigs, and next to a captured Afghan Army Humvee. In 2016, Afghan military officials also confirmed that a Taliban Special Forces Unit called Red Group or Danger Group was deployed on the battlefield in 2015 and was using, quote, advanced weaponry, including night vision scopes, 82mm rockets, heavy machine guns, and U.S.-made assault rifles, end quote. It's unclear if Monday's raid was carried out by the Taliban special operators or another unit. The Taliban are constantly evolving and using new equipment and tactics. Last month, the Taliban filled a vehicle with explosives that was captured from Afghan security forces and drove it into a military base before detonating it, killing 43 soldiers. And that's the news.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel coming up on Frontlines of Freedom. I'll share comments by the non-com, and then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom from Roland Ashby. Then we'll talk with Reverend Jeff Carlson and get his perspective on the Nation of Israel. At ease, troops, take a break.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Every year we hear of new biological threats ranging from mutated flu viruses to full-blown worldwide pandemic. Always keep a 3-month supply of food, fresh water, and medical supplies inside your home. The only reliable defense against pandemic is to avoid human contact by staying inside your home until the threat is passed. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for Comments by the Marine Noncom. The First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, Texas is a lot like my own hometown where I grew up and still live. 40 years ago, my hometown boasted just a few hundred people, and today it hasn't grown much, if at all. The people here have the same last names they did a few generations ago. We have a gas station, a hardware store, a post office, a public school with a few hundred kids from K through 12. In 1983, our football team won the Class D state championship, but nothing much since then. This is a small, lazy little town, and nothing much happens out of the ordinary, and quite frankly, that's how we like it. We just want to get up in the morning, brush our teeth, shower and shave, and head off to work so we can support our families. That's pretty much the way it is all over rural America. The heartland is filled with hardworking Americans who just want to raise their kids, work hard, and try to get a little bit ahead in life before they die and pass it all on to their kids. But on Sunday, November 5th, at around 11:30 a.m., that small-town dream was shattered by a man named... Well, hold on here a minute. I'm not going to say his name out loud, because he was a despicable man, and his name should be banned from common usage in all civilized circles. We'll just call him He Who Shall Not Be Named. But for the sake of brevity and ease of conversation, we'll shorten that down to The Devil. So, this devil... He walks up to the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs and starts firing rounds from outside the church. He kills a few people before entering. He's carrying a Ruger AR-type semi-automatic rifle and a handgun. While inside the church, he fires off 15 30-round magazines. There are about 60 people inside from the ages of infancy to 77 years old. This devil is wearing all black, a tactical vest, and body armor. He is very angry, and he yells out obscenities saying that everyone must die. And then he begins his executions. People are terrified, and they throw themselves onto the floor and try to hide under the pews. But the devil moves calmly and methodically up and down the aisle, shooting into hiding bodies, and it makes no difference if they're babies, children, women, or men, young or old. This devil is in an equal opportunity destroyer. He kills as many as he can. A few successfully play dead, but most are either killed or wounded. After exhausting one 30-round magazine, he reloads and continues to fire. He reloads a total of 14 times while inside the church. It takes this devil 10 minutes to kill 26 innocent people and wound over 20 more. The devil then leaves the church, where he's met by a plumber, a man named Stephen Williford, who lives just down the road from the church. Stephen has lived in this small town all his life. He's a quiet, unassuming man who doesn't enjoy the limelight, but today... He is about to become famous, and every home in America will know his name. Stephen engages in a rifle battle with a vicious killer, wounding him twice and sending him fleeing.
This quiet man is a former NRA instructor, a father, and a husband. He's just a normal guy, much like you and I. Stephen didn't expect his town to be attacked by a deranged madman where dozens would die. He never thought he'd have to engage in a life-or-death gunfight, but that's exactly what happened. Stephen Williford is an American hero, a good guy with a gun who stopped a bad guy with a gun. One of the funny things about heroes is this. Until they are thrust into heroic circumstances, they have no idea they are heroes. There are a lot of potential heroes out there all across America. You probably know some of them. Maybe you are one of them. What does it take to be a hero? In Stephen's case, it was nothing more than courage and a skill set. He knew how to shoot, he owned a gun, and he had the guts to attack a deadly mass killer. I listened to a one-hour interview between Stephen and the NRA. I was impressed. He doesn't consider himself a hero. He was just a man who did what he had to do. Nothing more, nothing less. And now that all the hubbub is over, he just wants to get back to his quiet life in small-town America and to heal and help his neighbors heal with the trauma and get on with their lives. I don't blame him. Obscurity in small-town America is a pretty good life. But here's what I want you to take away from all this. It's quite possible that you will be called upon by the fates of life to either put up or shut up. Do you have what it takes to be a hero? Do you have the skill set? Do you have the courage? We are all just a heartbeat away from eternity. Stephen Williford was tested and found equal to the task. He was a hero, a true American hero, and the country needs more people just like him. And those are my comments. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. We get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby now. What do you have to share this week, Roland?
Skip, I thought I would stay in the Armed America theme for the show this week. The Marine Corps has rolled out a stealthier service pistol for its cadre of special agents and those who work on the President's Helicopter Squadron. And it has a pretty classic spy name. The Corps is calling it the M007. The service is fielding the same gun that was adopted by the FBI in 2016, the Glock 19, which has a small, more compact body with a textured frame and a flared magazine well for easy reloading. And some 50 Marines from Task Force Southwest will also be heading to Afghanistan with the new weapon. Fielding of the M007 began earlier this year to members of the Marine Corps Criminal Investigation Division. Gunnery Sergeant Brian Nelson, who is the Individual Weapons Project Officer at Marine Corps Systems Command, said the M007 has a smaller frame, it's easier to conceal, making it a natural selection to meet the Marine Corps' concealed carry requirement. Also, members of the Quantico, Virginia-based Marine Helicopter Squadron 1 are also carrying the sleek new weapon. This squadron includes the VH-60 Nighthawks that carry the President of the United States, as well as MV-22 Ospreys that transport staff and VIPs around the Washington, D.C. region. The Corps collaborated with the FBI to get the gun into the hands of the Marines and civilian CID agents very quickly. The initial request for a new concealed carry system came in April 2016, and the Corps, incredibly, was able to field the new weapon by May of 2017. And to get this all done in just over a year, they streamlined the acquisition process by collaborating with the FBI and reviewing their data to see if it would fit for the Marine Corps. What a great example of how weapon programs should likely work. Now, compare that to the M3. The Marine Corps has finally bought into the increased firepower of the devastating Carl Gustaf recoilless rifle that Army Special Forces has been using since 1999. Marine officials are planning to collaborate with the Army to purchase the M3E1 multi-role anti-armor anti-personnel weapon system, which is an 84mm shoulder-launched weapon made by the Swedish defense company Saab. I think I might have had a car from them at one point. Anyway, the M3E1 launcher weighs approximately 22 pounds, and each round of ammunition weighs just under 10 pounds, for a total of 32 pounds. Not exactly lightweight. The M3 can fire an array of different rounds, including a high-explosive dual-purpose round, a high-explosive anti-tank round, and illumination and smoke rounds, and it's able to destroy enemy targets hidden behind rocks, trees, and buildings. That's got to be interesting to see. The M3 has enjoyed success with units such as the 25th Infantry, the 10th Mountain, and the 82nd Airborne Divisions in Afghanistan. Okay, lastly, an update on the new Army pistol, the P320 from Sig Sauer, which can be configured to shoot 9mm, 357, or 40 S&W rounds. The Army is calling the full-size gun the M17 and the compact version the M18. Although this past August, video emerged showing the civilian version firing when it was dropped, Sig Sauer said the military version was not affected by that defect, and the Army will start fielding this new sidearm sometime this month. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Skip.
Thanks, Roland. You are one amazing guy. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll speak with Reverend Jeff Carlson about the Nation of Israel. Then we'll meet John Correa from Active Self-Protection. All this is coming up. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. You are standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups. 50 of them. Then stand at ease.
Thanksgiving is a time to spend with your friends and family, but at Spartan Nash we recognize that not all our service members can be with their loved ones during this holiday season. As the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and exchanges in the world, we exist to give our military heroes a taste of home. This is a part of Spartan Nash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families.
Wherever you spend Thanksgiving this year, we at Spartan Nash thank you for your service.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
We are very, very thankful that he was taken into custody and nobody else was injured. I am also feeling a sense of relief for the city of New Kensington, because I know they've been on high alert and on edge for the past several days.
New Kensington Police Chief Jim Klein making the emotional announcement this morning that the man accused of killing a police officer is in custody. Police captured Emil Holt after several days of searching. Klein says now with Holt being captured, the families and police department can grieve. Erin Carmona is the reporter who broke the news of the harassment allegations against Charlie Rose. She said many of the accusers felt trapped.
These women, in many cases, told us that they felt they had nowhere to turn.
And in the last hour, Charlie Rose has been fired by CBS amid the sexual harassment allegations. And if you are traveling, please remember that old adage, if you see something, say something. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-506-3355. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355. Results may vary.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100andchamber.org.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Folks, please do send us your comments and questions. Email us through frontlinesoffreedom.com. The team of Eisenhower Center and After the Impact really helps our troops who suffer from traumatic brain injury. They also help professional athletes and first responders. These are great people. Learn more at eisenhowercenter.com. Now it's a pleasure to welcome to the show the Reverend Jeff Carlson. Jeff is a local pastor who has been studying the nation of Israel for a very long time. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Jeff.
Skip, it's great to be with you today.
Jeff, you just got back from another trip to Israel, didn't you?
Right. I just got back from 3 weeks in Israel, and it was my ninth trip, and the Lord has given me a love for Israel. I visited the country for the first time in 1992, and I've spent a lot of time not only visiting the country, but also studying A Course in Biblically and teaching and preaching about Israel, not only to my congregation, but also teaching about the importance of Israel to our country, to the West, regarding its freedoms, its challenges, and the security issues I think the whole world is facing right now.
Why do you keep going back? I mean, nine times. This is expensive, and it's halfway around the world.
Well, I think one thing that Israel does is, in terms of my biblical faith, Israel really brings the Bible alive. I think for many Christians, you know, we hear the scriptures spoken about, but when you take a trip to Israel, it really brings the Bible into more of a color or a technicolor. You really see and understand the Bible almost three-dimensionally. So I found that Christians tremendously benefit from trips to Israel. It helps bring the Bible and their faith alive. I think the other thing, too, is it really, I think, has helped me to see what's going on in the world and get a sense of how the unfolding issues that we're all facing right now are somehow all connected and tied to Israel, including those issues, Skip, in our own country.
Well, Jeff, in the interest of full disclosure, you are my pastor, you know,
yes,
from my home church. And one of the things that I like about the way that you teach and the way that you preach is you've been to Israel so many times and you know the culture, and that comes out when you're teaching at church. And just learning all about the nation of Israel, the culture of Israel, it helps me understand the Bible in a way that I have never understood it. And I've been a Christian since I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's awesome, and I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Skip. I think your story is pretty typical for most believers. You know, we generally are used to living out our traditions. We may have been in a denomination or in some kind of a group as a child. And for most of us, we don't hear about Israel very much. And of course, until 1948, there really wasn't a quote-unquote Israel to visit. So since 1948, the Lord has been using the rebirth of the State of Israel to begin reconnecting people with their biblical roots and ultimately showing us where our faith and, of course, our Lord came from.
What about the PLO's claims, the Arab claims to the homeland? They both claim it as their holy places and that they should possess the land. What is the history of the nation of Israel? Go back as far as you want. We've got about 5 minutes.
Well, I think the most important thing for visitors to on your program to listen to is the fact that there was really no land of Palestine in the Bible. The concept of Palestine actually comes from the word Philistine. So those of us that know a little bit about David and Goliath, we may remember that Goliath was a Philistine. And the Philistines were actually located over on the coast in the area where the Gaza Strip is now. And so if you go back into the history of the Bible, there was a tremendous rivalry between the Philistines and between the Israelites that went back and forth really through a good part of Israel's history. Now, what eventually happened as the State of Israel went into these wars with the Roman Empire. And the first one really started in 66 AD, and it lasted about 7 years to 73. And after that first major war, there was another series of wars that started approximately about 60 years later, about 132 AD. There was another big war with Rome. And to punish Israel, the Emperor Hadrian drove Israel, essentially drove the Jews out of Jerusalem. And he renamed the city instead of Jerusalem. He named it after himself. And so the city was named Aulina Capitolina. In other words, his middle name was actually the new name for the city of Jerusalem. And also to punish the Jews for their rebellion against the Roman Empire, he renamed Israel after their enemies. And so from early 2nd century on, Israel became known as Palestina. And so he did that as a way to punish them by taking away their heritage and name and naming it after their enemies. So the whole idea of a Palestinian people or a land named after the Philistines is actually from the Roman Empire. It doesn't really have anything to do with the PLO or Yasser Arafat or anyone in the land now. It's actually an ancient name that was given to them by their enemies, the Roman Empire.
Well, bring us on up into more modern times. Thinking of the Balfour Declaration, when did Israel become a nation and how did that happen?
Well, it's a long and interesting process. I think that the fastest way to go to it is what you just said about the Balfour Declaration. Right now, Skip, most people may not realize that exactly 100 years ago, the Balfour Declaration was put together, and it was a letter written in the British Empire expressing a desire to create a possible homeland for the Jewish people one day. And when the Balfour Declaration was written, it was Great Britain's way of supporting Israel's eventual rebirth by seeing that there needed to be a homeland for the Jews after all of the persecution that they had gone through over the centuries. So in 1917, the city of Jerusalem in Israel was under the control of the Turks. The Ottoman Turkish Empire, which was Islamic, controlled the Holy Land for about 400 years. And so in 1917, when General Allenby took back essentially the city of Jerusalem and the Allies or the Western powers during the First World War took Israel back, it was really a turning point of moving the land away from Islamic world back toward the Christian West. And after that period in 1917, then, it was a period of other events that eventually led the British Empire to be involved in the land and eventually overseeing it for the Allies and, to make a long story short, eventually turning the land back to the Jewish people in 1948. So it's been a process, Skip, that's been going on for well over 100 years now. But we see that it's been something going on from the beginning because it's part of a deeper narrative about God's purposes for the land according to the Bible, and also how we, as the nations of the world, are also connected to Israel.
Jeff, one thing that kind of baffles me is all throughout recorded history, the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, they've been hated by the world. I mean, that's anti-Semitism. You've never heard of like anti-Polish or anti-Italian,
right?
But
anti-Semitism has just been kind of a historic hatred. And really, Skip, the heart of anti-Semitism is really an enmity and I would say a hatred toward the God of the Bible. I think a lot of the anti-Semitism that we have seen, some of it has been politically driven, but a lot of it through history has been a spiritual enmity against the Lord and his purposes, because the Lord had made the Jews different. And for many centuries, the world couldn't really handle the differences of the Jewish people. They kind of were in people's faces a little bit by the way they dressed, the customs they kept. And so anti-Semitism became a resistance in some ways against the Lord and the things in the Bible.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jeff, we're just about out of time here on this segment. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about this teeny tiny little nation. Juxtapose that to America, the world's only superpower, and talk about why should America stand by Israel? What's in it for us? All right, this is Marine Vet Skip Coriel on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, hit the deck right now and do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every single day. Then do 20 more sit-ups and take a break, but stay in the area. Actually, folks, my pastor's sitting across from me right now, and just between you and me, that is a bald-faced lie. I only do 25 push-ups every day. It's the colonel who does 103. After all, I'm special, and I don't even need to exercise. So, troops, take a break.
This report is brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Throughout her decades-long career as a recording artist, Cyndi Lauper has had many hits, including Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, Time After Time, and the score for the Broadway show Kinky Boots. Whether on MTV or Broadway, her lyrics strike a chord with listeners everywhere. Now, Cindy's using her songwriting talents for a personal cause. Inspired by the psoriasis community, the pop icon is releasing a new song to help instill hope and courage in those who live with the disease. Grammy, Emmy, and Tony Award winner, Cyndi Lauper. Oh, and don't give up.
I've had psoriasis since 2010. And after meeting other people living with the disease and listening to their experiences, I wanted to write about hope, because hope is what we all need.
To learn more and listen to her new song, visit seemetoknow.com. Cindy is a spokesperson for Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Pastor Jeff Carlson about the nation of Israel. Jeff, tell us exactly why America, a superpower, as a nation, should be supporting this teeny tiny country in the Middle East.
Well, that's a tremendously important question, Skip, and I think our politicians and even our pastors of America really need to think about that issue, because in the end, what happens to Israel is going to happen to all of us. One of the things the Lord has done is He's connected Israel into the nations in such a way that whatever happens to her will eventually happen to all of us in one way or another. And we're really beginning to see that now. I would often call Israel the canary in the coal mine. In other words, Israel is a warning sign of what is going to happen to the rest of the world. When Israel is beginning to be persecuted and having trials and going through difficulties, it's a sign to the rest of the nations that the problems that Israel is facing are ultimately coming our way. And we've really been watching this the last 70 years since the State of Israel came in 1948. One of the things we've noticed ever since the state came into into existence a tremendous growth of Islamic fundamentalism. And while that was growing in the 1940s and has been growing the last 50, 60 years, we're now beginning to see that what was happening to Israel is now drawing in the whole world. And right now, Skip, I think for many of your military listeners and people that love this country, we are starting to see that maybe the greatest threat that America is facing is radical Islam and Islamic fundamentalism. But what we're facing now in this country is nothing new for Israel. Israel has been facing this from the moment she declared statehood in 1948. And the lessons that Israel has learned and the things that are going on now are not only vital for Israel's survival, but Skip, honestly, the lessons going on are vital for our security and survival as well.
Well, I'd like to talk about that a little bit more. What could America possibly learn from Israel? We're superior in every way.
Well, I think one of the lessons that we're learning right now is that Islam has really challenged the whole existence of the State of Israel. Some of the Islamic powers, most notably Iran and others, are actually sworn to the destruction of the State of Israel. It's not just a coexistence or getting along, but some of them are openly coming out and just saying that they want to destroy Israel. And so not only nations like Iran and some others, but also for us, we need to realize when they go after Israel, we're next on the list.
Jeff, before we go too far away from that, there's been anti-Semitism throughout history, but the Muslims, they have a special hatred. I mean, just a visceral hatred for all Jews everywhere. What is the backstory on that?
Well, if you go back really in the Bible, I mean, some of the enmity that's going on between, let's say, the Jewish people and the Islamic world or Israel is this enmity that got started really in the Bible in Genesis chapter 16. There's been a battle, Skip, going on between the descendants of Abraham. And one group traces itself through Ishmael and the other traces itself through Isaac. And so actually, if you go back into the Bible, the roots of this are spiritual, they're cultural, they're territorial, and they're ethnic. And so in the end, you can't really understand what's unfolding in the Middle East without realizing that people are fighting over an inheritance. They're fighting over a claim. And ultimately, they're fighting over who is the Lord. Is he the Lord that gave certain things to the descendants of Isaac, or do things belong to Ishmael? And so that family feud that got started in the Bible is really unfolded now, Skip, through the thousands of years of history. And quite honestly, it's drawing the whole world in right now.
This is Marine Vet Skip Corey, and we're speaking with Reverend Jeff Carlson about the nation of Israel and why should America as a nation support the Israeli people. Jeff, Israel, they're in the Mideast. They're surrounded by people who hate them and want them to die. How does Israel survive? How do they handle security? I mean, you've been there, you've gone through their airports. What is different there than here in America?
Well, I think the greatest difference right now is that most people, until 9/11, most people felt that we were somewhat safe over here in America. But now with technology and after 9/11, people are realizing that the war in the Middle East can come to us. That recognition has really changed everything. The concept of what's changing our country today is that we are engulfed in this political correctness, which is preventing us from really understanding the threat that Islam is posing to us. One thing about Christianity and Judaism, there is nothing officially written in any nation that calls itself Christian or the State of Israel sworn to the destruction of another group of people, let alone a nation. And I think Americans really need to remember that a number of the people out in the Middle East and around the world are not just tolerating Christians or Americans or Israelis, but actually would like to see them either submit to them or actually eliminate them. And I think that threat has been missed and lost in a culture of political correctness. The Israelis have been able to survive because they know who their enemies are and they've been able to stand up and deal with them to a point. I think the problem we're facing in the West is we're not exactly sure who our enemies are and we're not sure what to do about it politically or nationally.
So you're saying that the Israelis have some political chutzpah?
Yeah, right now, for instance, one of the things the Israelis, if you go through security in airports in Israel, Israel, they are very strong about asking questions, profiling people, trying to find out people's backgrounds, and really using their information to really stop people, not only in airports, but throughout the country. The Israeli jails are filled with people who have made threats against the public, who have been involved in terrorist activities. And you find that in our country, while some of that is going on, we're much more protecting some of this because of our own civil liberties and our own ways of dealing with things. So in some ways, our freedoms right now are being twisted and manipulated by some of our enemies. And ultimately, it's working against the best of the nation right now.
Here in America, you've got black people, you've got white people, you got Hispanic. You can look at them and you can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that way with Arabs and Israelis?
No, I think that there is a real mix of people, and it's hard to often tell people ethnically. I mean, I don't see any real persecution of people based on their background. If the Israelis have ever arrested anybody or challenged people, it's based on things they've done, things that they've said, things that they're trying to do. Israel is a very safe country and is full of freedoms. And as you may know, Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. As a matter of fact, the comparison between the United States and Israel with regards to our governments are very similar. So I would say that the freedoms of speech, the freedoms to be able to assemble, the freedoms to be able to do things that we take for granted under our First Amendment are reinforced in Israel. And as a result, even Israel's enemies and some of her people that are speaking against her, they do have a right to speak out. What they don't have a right to do is to engage in terror, murder, and things that in the end bring a threat to the state.
You mentioned profiling a few minutes ago, and that's like a dirty word here in America because it is automatically associated with racial profiling. And what I've read about Israeli security is they don't profile based on race. They profile based on behavior. What is someone doing? Are they nervous? What are they wearing? Things of that nature. And I think that that's one thing that America can learn from Israel because they are just surrounded by people who want to kill them, but still they survive and still they go on.
Yeah, I think that Israel is just, while there is some political correctness in Israel for sure, they just understand that they're fighting for their survival. One thing your listeners need to remember that if Israel loses one war, that's the last war because yeah. Israel just doesn't exist anymore. So every war, whether it's the Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur War, whatever war Israel has ever been in, Israel is fighting for her survival. One lost war and the nation ceases to exist. So with that in mind, while they're sensitive to people, they don't allow political correctness to overwhelm their system and the courts in trying to protect civil liberties. When people are threatening people with activity, behavior, and certain kinds of speech, the Israelis realize they have to protect their citizens against that behavior, and they do. I think the problem we have in our country is we are bending so far overboard to protect certain kinds of supposed speech and rights that we don't realize that our own society is under threat right now.
Jeff, for the listeners who want to find out more about the Nation of Israel, the threat there, is there a place that you can recommend online where they go to learn more about the Nation of Israel and why America should support them?
Well, I think one of the things that really changed my life as a pastor was taking a trip to Israel. I want to encourage your listener to think about organizing a trip to Israel, to maybe encourage their pastor to lead a trip. Once you've been there, you just see everything differently. You see the security issues differently. You understand the issues a little better with Syria, Lebanon, with the people called Hamas, and you begin to realize the challenges that Israel is facing. So I think that a trip is maybe the best way. Also, there's a lot of things online about what is happening to Israel, some of the issues that are going on in the government. So I think what I would just encourage your listeners to do is just realize this is an important issue for every American because what's going on there is eventually coming here.
Thank you, Pastor Carlson, for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom, and thank you for your service to God and to our nation.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Skip.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Pastor John Correa of ActiveSelfProtection.com. Then we'll discuss last week's Service Academy football games with Quentin. Of course, we'll conclude with a special discussion on the Sutherland Springs Church Massacre with one of my favorite firearms instructors from Silver Bullet Firearms and Training, Mike Visser. This is Marine Vet Skip Correale on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops go outside and run some wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Bannick, NHPCO President and CEO.
One of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We are very, very thankful that he was taken into custody and nobody else was injured. I am also feeling a sense of relief for the city of New Kensington, because I know they've been on